Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
That's right. It is the Infinity Sports Network. Zach Gelb here with you on the Zach Gelb Show. I'm rocking my sunglasses for this segment because the last time we had Chris Jenkins on from the Michigan football team, I guess he had a little bit of an eye injury, so he wore these big sunglasses. And I said, you know what, I'll rock my shades with you. So I'm going to assume when he joins us coming up in a few moments that he'll either have some funky glasses on or maybe he will have the same sunglasses. I hope that we've built that connection enough where now he knows when he gets set to do an interview on the Zach Gelb Show on the brand new Infinity Sports Network that he knows, okay, you got to come on the show when you're Chris Jenkins and you got to have some special glasses. And it's pretty cool, by the way, with his father playing for the Carolina Panthers and also the New York Jets, and you saw the success that his father had, and then we were talking to Chris this past year throughout the entire Michigan football team, and we know they ended up winning a national championship. We got to know him a little bit then, so it was pretty neat to see what he was able to accomplish, and now not only having a father that played in the NFL, but also a uncle that played in the NFL too, now you're going to have another Jenkins come into the NFL, and that is Chris Jenkins, who we're going to see when his name is going to get called, hopefully on Thursday night. But if not on Thursday, then it will be on Friday. And ahead of the 2024 NFL Draft, P&G and Meijer are teaming up to provide players with essentials from trusted P&G brands like Bounty to help them be ready for anything as they begin their pro careers. And now joining us is the national champion from the Michigan Wolverines, and he's getting set for the NFL Draft. I even see him. He's dancing right now as we introduce him. And that's my guy, Chris Jenkins, kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Chris, great to see you as always. Congratulations on all your success. And there we go. He's got the shades on. How you doing, my man?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great. It's great to see you again, man. I appreciate you having me.
So let me also start you off with this. Football fans consume billions of wings every football season, and Bounty is the only paper towel that can tackle the mess. For fans tuning into this year's NFL draft, remember, you can't have football without wings, and you can't have wings without Bounty. So I will be eating a ton of wings on Thursday when we hope to hear your name called. But I have to ask you a very serious question right out of the gate. You go blue cheese or ranch when you're eating wings?
Ranch.
Oh.
100%. Chris. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Chris, we have a friendship. We have a bond.
No, we can still have a friendship, but it's ranch at the end of the day.
Ugh, why do you like ranch?
It's ranch. I love ranch, man. It's people that are ranch lovers could agree with me, man. It's something about that. It's something about the ranch, man.
You know,
I don't know about blue cheese.
I met your mother at the national championship game. If I knew that she raised you and she raised you loving ranch, I would have said, "What the heck did you do with Chris? What's going on here? You got to be blue cheese."
She did. I mean, I still use blue cheese if I run out of ranch.
Well, let's look back at the Michigan season. Clearly, it was awesome. It was unbelievable. You guys win the national championship. Now, I know you're getting ready for the draft, but when you look back at that chapter of your life, just what are the memories that still come back to mind?
Really, just all the work we put in. And Coach Harbaugh said it best. He said when the confetti was falling on the biggest stage, on that championship stage, he said every piece of confetti represents a moment. All the hard work you've done in, all the 220-pound med ball carries we did in the off season, the 6 a.m. workouts, spring ball practices, camp practices, all that work we put in to get to that moment, and it paid off. There's no better feeling than that.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome. And we know afterwards, right, you're getting ready for your NFL journey. Jim Harbaugh, there was all that speculation throughout the years that he was going to be leaving as well. He finally did so, leaving Michigan and taking the Chargers job. When you saw that news, just how did you kind of process that?
Yes, sir. Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't too surprised because, let's be honest, I mean, he took care of business. He did his business. He brought the national championship trophy back to where it belongs. So for him moving on after, you know, doing everything he could to put Michigan back on the map, he absolutely deserves it, man. And I'm excited for him. And I'm excited for Coach Moore, who's now going to be leading the team.
Yeah, what do you think Sherrone Moore is going to bring to this team? I know we got to see him a little bit taken over through some of the suspensions, but him as the new head coach of Michigan, what is that going to be for this next chapter of Wolverines football?
Oh, he's going to bring that passion, man, the enthusiasm unknown to mankind that Coach Harbaugh talked about so many times. He has that passion, that love for the game. Like you said, that smash mentality that he talks about all the time. From the front line, the O-line, the D-line, like, oh, he's going to bring that physical, smash-mouth, old-school football. And I'm excited to see them go, especially this Saturday.
Talking to Chris Jenkins right now. Okay, how about the Chargers? I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of Michigan guys that get drafted by the Chargers with the Harbaugh connection. Is that something you thought about, what it would be like to play for Coach Harbaugh in the NFL?
Yes, sir. And I'll be honest with you. Like, at the end of the day, I would be honored. I'm going to be excited wherever I go. I can't wait. But it would be sick to run it back again at the next level. It would be sick. I can't lie to you.
So let's pretend I'm a GM and I'm debating on if I'm going to select you or not. Why should I take Chris Jenkins with the first round pick?
Because I'm going to get whatever you need from me, 110%. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm be honest with you, I don't toot my own horn too much, but Coach Harbaugh gave me enthusiasm unknown to mankind for a reason. And I'm just happy to be a part of this moment, have these opportunities. If we doing conditioning, I'm be hyped up to roll. We working in the weight room, I'm hyped up to roll. Anything to be better, to get to that Super Bowl stage, to be an incredible breaking player, to be a gritty trench player, whatever you need me to do, wherever you need me to play at, I'm going to do it, no questions asked, and I'm going to do it with a smile on my face.
And you come from a football family. Everyone knows who your father is. Your uncle also had some success in the NFL as well. How beneficial have your dad and your uncle been through this process and really kind of just developing you to the football player that you are today?
Oh, they've been amazing, especially with my mental. Because, you know, I already got the incredible genes from them, you know, that athleticism from them, that strength from them. But at the end of the day, it's really that type of mentality that allows you to be a great player at the next level. And, you know, all the guys are talented at that stage, but they know what it really takes, the type of mentality that you got to have to not only play there, but be a great there, to have a long-standing career. So they've done nothing but challenge my mental, you know, competing and really just allowing me to be the type of man that I am today. So I love them and thank them for that.
By the way, what has your training been like recently? Because you always look good with the sunglasses on. I know you got a little bit of a haircut, but you're looking a little bit leaner these days. What has the training been like? I'm recognizing this.
Yes, sir. Now, it's been a lot of body training, a lot of strength training, a lot of conditioning. Because, you know, when we start, it's going to be rookie training camp. And we got to go, we got to roll, we got to move. So whatever I can to be at the best physical shape I could be. And, you know, right now I'm at 308 right now. I'm a little chunkier than usual. I mean, shoot, the hoodie's kind of hiding it a little bit. But, you know, whatever I got to do to be at the peak physical, like, standpoint on day one, I'm doing it right now.
Let me talk about your old quarterback and J.J. McCarthy. He keeps on rising up the draft boards. For people that are maybe doubting J.J. and they're saying, oh, I don't really see what others are saying about J.J. McCarthy, what do you say about your former quarterback?
And I'm going to take off the shades for this one real quick because we're getting serious. What you about to get out of J.J., a top five pick, really a top three pick, you about to get the best out of that man. What really separates him from some of the great quarterbacks you see in college and what's going to separate him in the league is his work ethic, man. You know, not only does he have the athleticism, the talent to escape, to be accurate, to throw the deep ball, but he has that character, that leadership that other players feed on. And he's going to lead his team. He's going to do anything possible to get better every single day and to set his teammates in the best possible position. So he's really a guy that's fully about the team 110% every single day, and he will do whatever you need him to do, no questions asked. And like, I know you've seen it in the first Big Ten championship game we played. If he could block for somebody, if he could block for his man, he don't worry about getting a little dirty sometimes. So he will do what he got to do to help the team win, and that's what we love about him.
So you feel like there is a next gear, because everyone knows you had to be selfless this year when you have another great offensive line. You have Blake Corum, you have Donovan Edwards. It would have been stupid not to run those guys behind the offensive line that you've had the last few years. There's no doubt in your mind that there's a different level from JJ than what we've seen, which has already been pretty damn impressive.
Oh, absolutely. And he's really going to continue to show that at the next level. He got a chip on his shoulder, and he can't wait to show the world, you know, really how well he could turn up, you know, everybody that's doubting him. So I'm excited to see that come into play, and he's going to do great things, man.
All righty, Chris, I know you're doing some great work today with P&G and Meijer. Tell me what we got cooking today with also Bounty as well.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm partnering with P&G and Meijer, you know, like you said, to be ready for anything. And, you know, so being in a new city, a new career, you know, on a new team, new teammates, you know, they're really getting me set up to be ready for anything in the best possible way. So shout out to P&G and Meijer for that. And also being with Bounty, because like you said, we eating wings every single football Sunday. On the draft day especially, we definitely eating them wings. So like you said best, can't have football without wings, and you can't have wings without Bounty. And they call it Bounty for a reason.
What are you doing, just wondering, for the actual draft? How are you spending the draft?
Oh, yeah, we're going to spend it with my family. We're going to spend it over in Belleville, about like 20 minutes down the road from Detroit. And like I said, we're about to have a good old family barbecue. Everybody's going to pull up. I don't know if I'm wearing a suit, because like I said, I'm going to get a little messy. That's what we got the Bounty for. But, you know, we're really about it. It's about to be good old trash talk, love, family environment, a bunch of food. And we're about to have a great time.
And I know that there's going to be so much emotion. This will be the last thing that I ask you. And I saw kind of the family emotion that you guys shared when I was on the field when you guys won the national championship. And that was cool to see it kind of behind the scenes. But you wear your emotions on your sleeve. You're always fun to talk to. What do you think you're going to be feeling, whoever the phone call comes from, when you find out on Thursday, Friday, whatever it is, that, okay, this dream that you had is now a reality and you're going to be an NFL player when you get that call?
Oh, it's going to be nothing but that type of energy that I got now times 10. And the second I get my name called, my number called, I'm going to be nothing but hype, you know, on life for, you know, however long. You might see a couple tears or two come down, but at the end of the day, those are tears of joy, because since a kid, I dreamed of this moment, and we are a week away from this moment coming into fruition. So I just can't wait, man. A lot of sleepless nights. So I'm really excited for it.
Well, congrats to you. So happy for you and your family. Keep on kicking ass, and we'll talk to you when you're an NFL player in a week, all right?
Oh, yes, sir. We'll do. Absolutely. And stay cool, man. I appreciate you having me.
You got it. Anytime. There he is, Chris Jenkins. I love whenever we talk to him. I get to wear my sunglasses as well, and no one has any clue where the heck that I'm looking at when I got these shades on. I think I'm going to rock these shades more often now, because then I could give like Samter maybe a dirty look, and he has no clue that I'm thinking all these bad things about Samter whenever he annoys me on the radio show, Samter. I think I rocked the shades. I think I pulled the Chris Jenkins now moving forward, even though as much as I love Chris Jenkins, and Chris Jenkins is like a 10 out of 10 dude, awesome guy, great personality, great football player. The ranch broke my heart.
I mean, I will say this. I'm a ranch guy, so Chris Jenkins just went from like a 10 to an 11 and a half in my book.
Yeah.
And like, listen, I'll also say this. There's some guys who can pull off the shades indoors. Chris Jenkins can pull them off.
He can pull them off anywhere.
You're iffy.
Oh, that's not nice.
I mean,
that's
look
not
terrible,
nice.
But like, I just don't know if, you know, if you're one of those guys who can rock them indoors.
It's all right. It's okay. I listen to CJ. Whoopty with the blue cheese. That's always my big song, and I love blue cheese as well. We'll take a timeout. Zach Gilbsh on the Infinity Sports Network. Update time. Here he is, Patty Boyle.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.